B104.7 with Tom and Becky. A lot of calls coming in. What do you think about homework, yes or no?
I graduated not that long ago. How often on a daily basis do you use calculus?
Okay, Becky, and I know you're really, really smart.
I am? So, thank you, Tom. I am.
No, but calculus, we don't use that. And that's his
calculus,
point.
Calculus, I don't even know what that is.
Yeah.
And my daughter teaches it.
She does. Good morning, B104.7.
There should be homework.
Okay, Jimmy. Good morning.
I'm kind of torn on the idea, but I'm leaning more towards no to the homework, only because I feel as much as homework is important, so is extracurricular activities, such as baseball and Boy Scouts and all those kind of activities, that kids need to learn other skills that they're not learning through homework.
All right. Thank you very much. 421-1047.
Playing social skills.
You have to be able to handle the Waldorf Astoria.
Yeah, kick the can.
Drink to that all night, B104.7. It's 7:43 with Tom and Becky and the informal phone survey, homework or not.
I think maybe we ought to change the way we're teaching the kids as opposed to the homework situation.
Mm-hmm.
Kids aren't learning to begin with.
Kids aren't learning
you know,
to
Jill
begin with.
You know, Jill texted in, and you know, your daughter
Jill's
teaches.
Jill's a teacher.
And Jill teaches. She's one of my daughters, and she says this. Let me see if I can find her note. Basically, she said, what about the accountability of the parents? Nobody's talking about that. And that's true, but the parents don't teach, but they should be teaching things like respect and following up with homework, making sure the kids do the things that they're supposed to do.
I just wonder if,
you know, a lot of teachers deal with bad parents.
Yes, oh, I agree. I wonder if teachers really realize sometimes it comes down to the fact that the parent can't do the work to help the child.
That's fair enough.
I've been there, and I mean, certainly there's a lot of the work I can do, but I've been,
Most parents aren't rocket scientists.
Right,
we struggle with... First of all, I can't spell anything.
No.
I use spell check all the time.
I'm the blonde on the morning show. You know what I'm saying? It's like, well, really?
Duh.
If you want me to balance that check, bro, we're hard-pressed.
Nah, you're not that bad. Good morning.
I think maybe we ought to change the way we're teaching the kids as opposed to the homework situation.
Okay. And I'll take one more here. Good morning.
Let them do their homework.
Here's Luke Bryan. Luke Bryan on B104.7 with Tom and Becky and the informal phone survey. Boy, a lot of calls coming in. This is a heated phone
discussion
survey.
About the homework or not.
Good morning.
The thing is that to learn something, you have to be taught it, then you have to practice it.
Mm-hmm.
And learning will not be accomplished without both of those things. So the classroom is for teaching, the homework is for practicing.
Are you a teacher?
No, I actually used to teach obedience to dogs, and I read a lot of books about behavior and training.
Can you help Becky with her behavior?
Let me tell you this, dogs learn a lot easier than people.
Listen, we're going to give you a gift card to Tim Hortons, $25. You can go pop on over and try out their ice cap with the Oreo cookie ice cap, okay?
All right.
Hey, listen, I got a, I never hear from my daughter, but I got a text from my daughter who's a teacher, and she says, ooh, good phone survey. She says the same thing. Homework is practice for what they learned at school. If they struggle, that's okay. It just means the student needs to seek extra assistance.
Another caller said, what about college? You better know how to do your homework in college, because if you don't have that skill, you're going to be lost.
Yes.
Tim McGraw with Faith Hill, and meanwhile, back at Mama's. It's B104.7. Good morning. Tim McGraw, Faith Hill, meanwhile, back at Mama's. B104.7 with Tom and Becky. And on the road tomorrow, we love your hometown tour. Becky, we stop in Cazenovia, and we're going to be at Dave's Diner right there on Main Street.
Everybody thinks I set this up because I like a short work week, that, work
you
day. No, I didn't.
Yeah.
Okay, I deliberately made Tom do this.
So Debbie is going to host us, Debbie and her husband, at Dave's Diner in Cass. Come on out for the
$1.04. They got $1.04 special?
Yeah, going to get a couple of eggs and toast for $1.04.
Oh.
We can't buy that anywhere.
That's a good deal.
And, we're going to talk to the mayor and some folks around Cazenovia in the chamber. And
I am the expert on Cazenovia?
Oh, please.
Well, I've lived out there for some time. I'll be talking about Cazenovia.
Okay, well...
Oh, you know what time it is?
Yeah,
guess what time it is?
Time to read a name
for Luke Bryan tickets. Luke Bryan coming to CMAC. You just got to love that. Somebody's registered online, a lot of somebody's, and we have picked out a winner.
Let's go.
We didn't do it. Somebody handed me the name. Wendy Smith. Call me.
421. From where? Where's she from?
She didn't say. On their application, she
didn't fill out. You know how many Wendy Smiths are out there?
I'm just telling you, Wendy Smith, she can verify her phone number. Wendy Smith, give us a call, 421-1047, claim your prize.